RSM Central's Form Express.
Welcome back to RSN Central and Racing Pulse combined today with Gareth Hall. We are live from Launceston today for Launceston Cup Day, and I can report the rain has cleared and hopefully we get fine conditions for the rest of the day. Now it's time to find your winner on this Wednesday for the Form Express. Of course, they're racing at Sandown today. Warren Huntley's best bet is race 2, number 6. Race 2, number 6, and Johnny Sadler's got some nice chances, and he joins us now on the Form Express. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Gareth.
You've got a couple of nice chances there at the Hillside meeting there at Sandown. The Browser in the first race. Benny Mellum takes the ride. Can he win?
Well, I think if he runs up to his first start, he's got a good chance, Gareth. He's a little bit disappointing at Colac, but it's a different track, obviously, altogether to Sandown, and back at Sandown, bigger track. He's shown me no reason why he won't run really well, but just at Colac, I really thought he'd put him away there, and just felt he was a fraction disappointing. He is a very immature horse. It's going to be better next preparation, but we're hopeful of getting a win with him today.
Okay, and then in race 6, Nicholas Cheville goes around. Zach Spain takes the ride, and this horse is in an each-way price.
Yeah, well, I actually like him more than the other horse. He's just maybe run to suit for him, this horse. Once again, at Colac, he wasn't flash, but I don't think the track suited him. He'll go back from the wide draw, and with a bit of give in the ground, it might be, I'm hopeful it'll be, the ground might be a little bit better out wide as they get through the day. Just thought he would, if they went hard enough in front, he'd be the one getting home extremely hard at the finish.
So that's your best there today at Sandown, race 6, number 12.
Gareth, I really like it. Yep.
Love your work, Johnny. Have a wonderful day at Sandown.
Good on you, mate.
There's John Sadler there, racing at Terang. That's the other meeting in Victoria. Harry White's best bet is race 6, number 5, Statement of Faith. Lindsay Smith's got some nice chances there at Terang, and he joins us. Hello, Lindsay.
Gareth, how are you, brother?
I am well. Now, first of all, I want to ask you about Platinum Angel here at Launceston, and goes around in this good mare's race. There's been a little bit of rain around this morning here. That should be a positive for her.
Yeah, plus for her. I haven't been able to win a race with her, but her runs have been okay, and we're hoping she can win a good race before she's up for sale in June in the broodmare section, or one of them sections anyway. So well, hopefully she's got a good win in before she retires.
Did she stay in Tasmania after her effort at Hobart a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, stayed there. Paddy Bell stayed down with her, so she stayed down there. And as you said, a bit of rain will do her good.
So can I tip her to the locals today then, Lindsay?
Not if you want to get out of town.
Are you at Launceston today?
No, I'm at Terang.
Okay. Have you been to Launceston?
Yeah, well, I went there when I was 1982. My boss had a horse called Getting Closer, and he gave me 70,000, and I proceeded to knock it off at the casino. I went there, rest point, knocked 40 off. Come back a couple of days later, knock the rest of the 30 off. Never been back, never been to a casino, never had a bet again.
What did the boss say?
No, you idiot. He never handed over 70 again anyway.
What about at Terang today? Milon Brook looks tough to beat in the first.
Yeah, well, the Paddy Payne's horse, it'll be hard to beat. So she's been around the place without being able to win. She had it set up to win the other day, and she wasn't good enough. So, anyway, her turn will come sooner or later.
Race 2, you saddle up rather fantastic from a nice gate. Looks, well, it's the favourite once again at $2.40.
Yeah, I didn't beat much today, but I thought it was a pretty good win. I don't mind the horse. So, I think she's a very good chance today.
Sacred Goddess, is it fit enough to win first up?
Yeah, it seems to go better fresh. It's drawn a bit tricky how the jockey ride him. Ride her, I don't know, but Her last start was looked a bit disappointing, but she goes okay in the wet. So if she drew a better gate, I'd say that she'd be very hard to beat. So it just depends where she gets to.
And Barley Hunter is a horse that's third up this preparation as an each-way hope.
Yeah, he's all right. He's a bit of a rascal. He plays up a little bit. So I kept him at Warrnambool for two runs, and he was in a race that didn't suit last start. He was looking for further, and but it was an educational day out for him. So I thought his run the other day wasn't too bad. So 1,400, wouldn't get as far back as I wouldn't have thought, and he's going to run a good race too.
Okay, he's at $5. What's your best there at Terang?
Rather fantastic.
Okay. Race two, number four. Egyptian Gold gets its chance at Sandown today, second up.
Yeah, well, she's a bit fitter, and she's done all the work the other day. She likes rolling along. She's a bit one pace, so the 1,800 should suit. And whether she gets tired the last 50 metres, well, we'll find that out tonight. But she's heading to win another race.
My spies over in the west, there's a few whispers out about a debutante in the opening race trained by Al Smith, Classic Magnus. Can you confirm or deny those whispers, which are positive?
No, she goes right, but I think they might have been talking about the stable, mate. So you work that out and then you back the next one when it appears.
Okay, there we go. I'll have to do some digging there. What about Not My Fight, race two?
Ride her back today. It's drawn tricky and hopefully she runs on. But it's not a bad field, that, so she may have a job in front of her.
Well, you're a chance to get a three interstate treble there today. One in Tassie with Platinum Angel down the outside. One in Perth and then, of course, with runners at Terang and Ladbrokes. What's your best for the day? The whole day.
I would rather fantastic, I'll say that.
All right. Lindsay, thank you very much for your time and the best of luck.
Cheerio.
There's Lindsay Smith there just telling the story, Michael, how he hasn't arrived back in Launceston after doing 70,000 of his boss's money at the casino.
Oh.
In 1982, which would be worth about...
70,000 in 1982 is like $1 million now.
He's never been to a casino again, he says. Anyway, Chris Nelson joins us. They're racing at Toowoomba today. Hello, Chris. Oh, sorry, Shane. We've got Shane Montgomery. I apologise. I've just jumped the gun at Gosford. Shane, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, all.
Where do we start with your best bets on that program today in New South Wales?
Yeah, the first bet at Gosford today, I thought, was in the very first race, number two, Tombstone. Lightly race 3-year represents fourth up in his second campaign, Gareth. His effort was sound in a very high rating race for the class that produced excellent subsequent form at Newcastle last start. I think the step up to this distance today will now be ideal. That's race one, number two, Tombstone. A little bit later on for the best bet, race 3, number 8, Smart Success, was scratched from a Newcastle engagement last Saturday. Instead, she makes a debut today. Blinkers are already on, and after trialling twice recently on a home track at Randwick, she's ready to fire. That last trial's already produced a winner, admittedly on the country circuit at Orange, but it did score with authority. So I thought the best was race 3, number 8, Smart Success.
Okay, what about a quaddy there today?
Yeah, you got a really, really short one in the first leg of the quaddy, and I'd be very, very surprised if it gets beat. That's Nitty Thing. It's number two, so we'd put in it on its own. In the second leg, 1, 2, 5, and 7. The third leg, 1, 3, 5, and 8. And the last leg, 1, 9, 11, and 13.
Good on you, Shane. Good tipping.
Thanks,
there today. Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
There's Shane Montgomery looking at Gosford. Chris Nelson joins us looking at Toowoomba. Hello, Chris.
How are you, Gareth?
Good, thank you. Do you like this card there today?
I like a couple of certain races. I'm pretty keen on race 4 and race 8. I think we can make some money there. Race 4, number 1, Great Keppel, trained by Toby and Trent Edmonds. In fact, both the tips are today. Resumes from a break here, only lightly race. 11 starts, 2 wins, 7 placings. Just keeps on improving. It will take further improvement this campaign, being only a 4-year-old. Trialled up nicely at the Gold Coast recently. I think it's got a bit on these. And draws a lovely gate here, gate 2, for a very much informed Bailey Notice. First up to date has run, or has won, placed 3 of 3, but they've been in tougher grades. So I think this one can win. Race 4, number 1, Great Keppel. And in the last race, race number 8, horse number 2, Nick the Skip. I think he's one that can get the money as well. Looks beautifully placed here. 2 runs back from a break. Second at Doomben behind the very smart Snow Zone. And then a 4th at Eagle Farm last time, beaten less than half a length. He didn't really see any daylight there until a little bit too late. and he finished that race off very well. Steph Thornton will ride from the inside draw, which will take, obviously, a kilo and a half off. He looks well placed. He looks too good for these, Nick, to skip in the last. So I think race 8, number 2, is the other good bet on the card.
OK, have you got a quaddy for us, mate?
I have, and you'll need plenty of ink in your pen for leg 2. Leg 1 will go 1, 2 and 5. Leg 2 will go 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Third leg, 1, 2 and 13, and we'll come home with number 2 only in the final leg.
Good on you, Chris. Good luck there today at Toowoomba.
Thanks, Gareth. Cheers.
South Australian racing at Panola today. Nadia Horn joins us now. Good morning to you, Nadia.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you?
I'm very well. Where do we start with your specials on that card in SA today?
What we're going to do is we're going to kick off in race number 2 for the first of the specials with number 5, Running Tide. Now, Darryl Dodson's got a few horses going around there today. This looks like it's a lightly raced mare who has only had a few handful of starts, but does look like it's got plenty of improvement. It was going around and meeting such as Donald over the border last time in and was performing actually quite well. You'd still think it's on the up, and you have a look at it in this race today. I think that 1,400 metres will suit it ideally. There doesn't look to be a lot of speed, and with the rise in trip, I'd expect it to settle handy, and it does get a 2-kilo claim. So race 2, number 5, Running Tide, the first of them. We then go over to race 3. We've got a few unknowns here with first starters, but the 4 Classy JB got the addition of Blinkers last time out in a much stronger race, a 3-year-old metro race in town. Was only beaten a fraction over the 4 lengths off of what was only a moderate speed. And its debut run was quite handy in what ended up being quite a solid maiden, won by Atlantic Lad. So the form around it reads all right. I think that'll be a very strong race. It came out of last time out and it didn't really get the best of run in transit. This is a lot weaker. So it looks a good anchor as well in race 3-4. And then the other horse I'm keen on comes up in race number 4 today, the 4 Lancaster Sound, who was able to win first up from the break and won quite impressively. There's only had 3 prior race starts and today is up to the 1,100 metres. Should suit it ideally. It was able to lead and run them along at a very strong tempo last time out, running to a new career peak, and you'd expect it to go on from that. So the 3 specials, race 2, the 5, race 3, the 4, and race 4, number 4. And our quaddy today, we go 3-4-5 first leg, we go 3-4-7-8 the second, 6-7-10 the third leg, and 1-2-3-6-9-10 in the last. And the best is race 3, number 4.
Good on you, Nadia. Good luck there today. There's Nadia Horn looking at Panola. Blake Redden joins us to have a look at this nice meeting at Ballarat tonight in the trots. Good morning to you, Blake.
Morning, Gareth. 10 races to work with, so I've got plenty of options, and hopefully we can find some winners.
Where do we start with your specials?
There's only one that I want to attack singly, and that's an each-way bet in race 9. Number 7, Last Walk, was a good winner 2 starts back. Last time out, sort of spat the bit out, was in between horses. I don't think it was overly suited there at Terengong Cup night. And I just think that potentially this is a more suitable race for Last Walk. It's not a strong race, and I'm not saying that he'll leave from out wide on the track, but if he did, it would just about be race over. If he doesn't, I still think he's really hard to beat. He's come up about $7. I think that's a really good each-way bet, race 9, number 7. And if you're playing multiples, race 7 on the cards, what looks, a tricky standing start, trot, handicap, big field, but I think it's pretty straightforward. Show 'Em Your Muscles is racing particularly well right now, number 4. And I think numbers 10 and 11 will run the placings, Bad Boy, JJ and Strazeal. So happy to play some pretty aggressive trifectas in race 7, 4 to beat, 10-11. And you can play some savers around that, all up on good form, but that's the 2 best betting options, I think, for the night.
OK, Blake, thanks for that. Now, I think Channel 9's doing a story tonight on the Ballarat Trots, and it's about race number 1, and we're about to catch up, too, with Graham Tyndale, who owns 2 horses in the opening race. I've never seen this before. A skewball horse at 9 years of age by the name of Ernie Eldorado. He had his first start on the 26th of December. Listen to this, folks. In 2012, and then he had 2 starts after that in the early part of 2013. We haven't seen him in 9 years, and tonight he returns to the racetrack. He draws barrier number 1, but then it gets better here. You go down to horse number 5, and that horse's name is Ernie Sun, also owned by the Tyndales, trained by Carlene Tyndale, and it's sired by Ernie Eldorado. So Ernie Eldorado is taking on his son today in the first race at Ballarat. So there you go, Blake. I've never seen that before. Yes, thanks, Blake. Nice talking to you as well. Graeme Tindale will be joining us shortly. Georgie Ferrugia joins us to have a look at this meeting at the Meadows and also at Ballarat tonight. Hello, George.
How are you, mate? That was a good story, but Blake took off.
Blake, mate,
we kick off with the Meadows, obviously, just the precursor to the big meeting on Saturday. Quaddy numbers for those having a play, 2, 3, 6, 7. Into 4, 7, and 8, into 2 and 4, into 2, 4, 7, and 8. I like two later on in the program, race 9, number 1, Tigalong Rebel. He's had some okay form provincially here, and I think it's a winnable race, drawn well at some odds. And race 10, number 1, Montea as well. I think we tipped her a couple of weeks ago. She was unlucky at Warrnambool, and we're willing to give her another go. Race 9, number 1, race 10, number 1. Ballarat tonight. It's always a good night when Rockstar Gareth is running around there. I think Rockstar Lincoln is favourite in the first as well. So hopefully a couple of these can salute. But my quaddy numbers are 3, 7, and 8 into 1, 3, 4, and 5 into number 7 into 1, 5, and 9. I like one in the last race, 12, number 3, Daniel Avocado. If it begins cleanly, it'll be hard to beat. It's got lots of speed, Gareth. Broke 24 seconds at Bendigo recently, and I think it'll be pretty hard to beat. Race 12, number 3.
Just having a look at the markets for the big races come Saturday night, the Australian Cup. Whiskey Wright still $2.10. I expect him nearly to get you could nearly get $2.50 for him come race night. Do you think that might be the case, George, or am I dreaming?
I think you're right. I've spoken to a few people that think he might blow out a little bit more, but as we said yesterday, Gareth, for those thinking that he can't win, well, because of the draw, well, that's probably a silly comment because if he can just somehow get away from the 7, and all of a sudden you're happy to take the $2.10, you know? So, yeah, it's a really, really intriguing race. But, I suppose we'll hear more as we get along. Looks like the weather's going to be good too, Gareth, so that's a positive. We'll get to see you out there roaming around on Twitter.
Can't wait. Thanks for that, George. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. There's Georgie Ferrugia, and we'll have an extended look tomorrow at that big meeting at the Meadows on Saturday night, highlighted by the Australian Cup and also the Super Stayers, both those events at Group 1 level. Time